Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being blessed, not necessarily by the standards that the world might have, but by God's standards. Unwrapping part of the Beatitudes, the things that Jesus says, you're blessed when this happens, because he has something better. And this morning we're going to focus in on blessed are the meek. So many times we tend to equate a meek person with a weak person, when in reality, when God talks about the meek, he's talking about someone with power under control. In fact, the Bible says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." One of the things that I've noticed in life is that sometimes we can be our worst enemy. Pride kind of trips us up. We don't know when to stop. And we go so far that we find ourselves in over our heads. That's the pride of the human flesh, of the might makes right mentality. But a person who has this spirit of meekness, not the wimpy concept of meekness that we might think of, but genuine meekness, is a thoughtful person. The person that plans, that thinks ahead, that allows God to be in control and to be the power behind his decisions. This person is one that's not making rash decisions. She trusts in God for direction, for timing, for purpose and value. It's knowing not only our own strengths and our own weaknesses, but knowing God as the most important part. Not letting our strengths or our weaknesses run our life or dictate what we do or don't do, but using our awareness of them as knowledge of how we need God to help when he calls us to do things that don't seem to fit. It's recognizing that God has no limits, but we might. A couple weeks ago, I had the opportunity to hike Angel's Landing in Zion National Park. It requires a permit. You have to generally get in advance. There are some night before options for tickets or spots that might be left over, but I had applied early and was one of the fortunate ones to get a permit. Now, it's a tough hike to get to the start of what's officially the Angel's Landing section. This section is chains, poles driven into the rock with heavy chain to hold on to, because it is a narrow ridge. at some places running almost straight up. And we'd already been hiking for several days in the Grand Canyon before this, and then a little break, and then the day before we'd done 7 or 8 miles. And then I did the 2 miles up to what's known as Scout's Landing or Scout's Lookout. And I was tired. And I get to the base of Angel's Landing, and some would say it's a weakness. I would say it was an awareness. The brave decision was not to go forward. It was to say, I've had enough. Weeks before I was there, an individual had fallen from that trail and died. I don't know the circumstances, but I definitely didn't want to be one of those. And while I probably had the power and the strength to push through, it just felt that I didn't need to prove that. That I could live another day, so to speak. Enjoy what I had accomplished. Enjoy what God had created all around me. In fact, the hike the day before took us to a point that overlooked Angel's Landing. It was above that. And it, to me, it was that meekness that says, I don't have to prove anything to anyone. I'm confident in what I've accomplished and who I am, in the being God created me to be. And we live life, and God says those who are meek in a godly sense are blessed because they'll inherit the earth. They'll accomplish things that an out-of-control person could never accomplish. Because they walk with God. They're not running ahead of God. They're not lagging behind God. They're allowing His power to control. To control them. And all that they do. And so that today, if you're one who maybe considers yourself meek, you might ask others that are close to you if that's true, they would know. You may be one that others consider meek, and sometimes that characteristic gets taken advantage of. And you may think to yourself, you may say to God, I wish I wasn't this way. And God says to those who are meek, be very happy. You have what it takes. Your faithfulness, your trust, your deliberation, and your spirit gives you an inheritance that many would long for. I don't know whether he's talking about this earth that we live on now. I don't think so. We talk a lot about heaven and eternity and being with Jesus forever, and there's not much discussion on Scripture that teaches us about a new heaven and a new earth. And what's the difference? And who's the new earth for? I don't know, just my thought is it's for the meek. For those who have walked under control with God here on this earth, preparing themselves for God to say, "Welcome home. Here's your inheritance." Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us those things that we need in order to be right with you, in order to know how we ought to live, in order to walk at your pace. So God, today I pray that we would understand the value of this characteristic of godly meekness. And for Father, for those times where it just feels like that quality is not a positive thing, may we be reminded of the words of Jesus, that we would be very happy, that our meekness is noticed by God. It's rewarded by God. It's valued by God. And as we notice that, may we praise you and honor you and continue to give you the control of our life that you desire and that we really need to give you all the control. God, help us in our arrogance and pride to not look down upon the meek, to not despise them or take advantage of them, but rather to become them. And God, today, as we live with those who have the power of your Spirit under control in our life, we're under control. We're not controlling your Spirit. May we lift up Jesus as the reason that we are under control. As we lift up him, may he draw all people to himself. In his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.